Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, welcome to Business Resolutions. Jorge Gonzalez, my guest is Alicia Sornosa, a Spanish motorcyclist who took on a dream of going around the world and is the first Spanish motorcyclist to do this around the world. And she just gave a presentation to the BMW Motorcycle Club and also benefit cancer. And a whole bunch of things happened at the same time. It was a fantastic presentation because we got to learn these different countries and where you had real problems and where you had real highs. In terms of, I saw your web and read your website, and Ethiopia seemed to be the place that surprised you the most in terms of how the people were and the landscape. Is that
yes,
in terms of Ethiopia? But
yes.
tell the listeners what you found that surprised you so positively
in
about
Ethiopia. But Ethiopia is green. It's green color. All is green. Have mountains, beautiful people, good coffee. And now it's a beautiful land.
Was it partly because you had come from Sudan that was very dry?
Yes.
So sometimes
Sudan is the desert, and Ethiopia is the trees, the mountains, and the people is very nice.
And one of the surprising things, of course, you tried sand in Sudan and then stony places, but the place that you seem to really have the worst problems was Kenya. I was in the Masai Mara area, and we went through all those roads and the grooves in those roads. And the
Kenya is the most difficult road for me.
Right.
In Africa, it's the Moyale Road, and it's very, very long road, 250 kilometers. That is stones, gravel, too much gravel. What is the name of
the ruts in the road?
The ruts in
are
the
just
road.
Incredible.
Bigger.
they go in a foot and a half deep.
And I don't have experience in this moment with driving my bike in these places.
Right.
And I cry in all the days, all the time.
And that's where you had a mishap with a stone that had a defect. You had to put the bike on on a truck, and
yes.
So that was. Then I think when I in terms of the presentation, it seemed where you were most emotional. That was probably your most emotional low in Kenya. I think where you were most emotional and high was Alaska.
Yeah.
You had gone to the highest north, near the North Pole.
In Canada.
But then Alaska was the place that you got the most emotion. What was it? What do you think?
In the first of land of Alaska. Where is the letters? Alaska. Welcome to Alaska. In this place, in this moment, I feel a emotion. My trip is not completely, but it's a big part is finished. And for me, it's a very, very emotional time in this moment. I'm smiling and crying.
I also found surprising that you really bought your bicycle in 2009 and rode it very little, 500 kilometers.
Yeah.
And then you take on this huge trip. Of course, when you started, you were going to go around the world from the very beginning. When you started the trip, you were going to go around the world, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you weren't, you had not had a lot of experience in riding a bicycle. So you developed the experience as you went along, which was. And as you were able to achieve going around the world with Australia, India, Africa, Europe, North America, and now, tell us where you are now and what you are planning to do, in the near future, for the listeners.
Now I can to go to Ushuaia in this trip.
The very southern portion of Argentina.
Yes, to the south, to the end of the South America.
And right now you are in Panama.
Yes, now I am in Panama.
Right now you're in Puerto Rico,
yes,
but your bicycle
bike
and your trip is now
in
Panama.
No, my bike My bike is flying to Colombia, to Bogota.
Oh, you fly from Panama, you fly?
I don't know if it's today or tomorrow.
Okay.
It's flying in a plane. And I start the last trip in this part of South America, Bogota to Ushuaia.
And one question that wasn't asked, or fantastic questions that were asked of you today. I don't know if you have received that kind of a question before, but one question, I think you had one problem, I think it was in Egypt or Saudi Arabia, in terms of where you really were fearful of your security, of that there wasn't one, right?
I don't have these problems of security. All the countries, the people is very nice and help me. The borders, I cross the borders in the day, no, in the night. I don't drive on the night,
right?
Only in the day, and I don't feel.
So you never had a security problem where you felt in danger of your life, which is incredible.
Yeah,
over a year.
Yes,
traveling.
One time in Chicago when I out of Chicago. It's at 4 p.m. and I put in my GPS the most fast road to New York.
Right.
And the GPS
put you through a weird area.
And no good places. It's industrial places.
Mm-hmm.
And in Sunday, nobody in the street. And my chair. Cadenas?
Yeah, your chain.
My chain is no good. Sound, clack, 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 clack.
Right.
Oh, my God. I need to stop in a gas station and ask for the man of the gas station, please, I need help for my chair. I can't help you. And you are in a no good place. Go out of this place. Sorry, but I need help for put the big stand. In my bike. No, I can't help you. Sorry. Oh my God, but in this moment, half a car is coming to the gas station and a man say me, okay, no worries, I help you. This place is not good, but I help you. And this is my angel of this day. This is the angel of this day. And this man helped me and put the chair in good condition for run. And go.
So the only time you felt somebody really antagonistic, somebody came and made up for that person. And the message that you have for the world, you had for us today, what is the message in terms of your experience?
For me, the message is the people are good. The human are good. The people is good. In all the places, and all the people are the same people, in Sudan, in USA, or in Canada, or in Puerto Rico. Everybody are people
and
humans, and everybody is good.
You're of course now really an ambassador for Spain.
Yeah.
In terms of the Spanish government and the consuls and the ambassadors and have you have a tie at all? Not at all, right?
No,
not at
no.
all. Okay. And in terms of, you know, I'm involved with the United Nations Association for the Puerto Rico, bringing the model UN to the public schools.
Yeah.
In terms of the United Nations, no tie at all. You have not been involved with the United Nations? Las Naciones Unidas, no?
Sí.
Estaba envuelta, digo. Have you have any role with the United Nations at all? No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
So this is you're an ambassador on your own by yourself.
Yeah.
And
I am ambassador of Madrid,
Madrid.
Of my city.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering, you know, that kind of a connection and all. But I thank you for spending some time with me. Your English is very good.
No, my English is very bad.
No, it's very good. It's
Excuse me for my English.
It's so much better than most people's Spanish.
Yeah. but I learned English in my trip.
And your trip is you learned.
Yes.
And because I see in your website, it's both English and Spanish.
Yes.
But you write it in Spanish and somebody...
No, but I have a good friend who translates my Spanish to English.
Okay.
Yes. I learned in the school... French, Okay. No English.
Okay. I congratulate you because you learned
Thank
English
you.
Over a year period. Just like learning how to drive a motorcycle, just like learning
yes.
how to repair a motorcycle,
yes.
you learn English and you learn, you know, what the people are like all over the world. And your stories of the different places are fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
I congratulate you for your achievement. And thank you for
thank
joining
you so
me.
Much. Thank you.
Okay, Alicia
nice
Sarnosa, of Ambassador of Madrid and around the world, the first Spanish person going around the world on a BMW motorcycle.
Yes. Thank you.